Good morning. How are y'all doing today? Okay, so my name's Chassie. I will be your primary speaker. Probably not as good as Pastor Phil, but I'll try. Okay, so today we are going to talk about never giving up. There are 6 points along with some verses we are going to discuss. I will also share my testimony with you. If you like to take notes, today's a good day for them. My first point is resist the devil. The devil likes to deceive us. In Luke 21:8-9, it says this, "Watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming, I am he, and the time is near. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and uprisings, do not be frightened. These things must happen, but the end will not come right away." Part of the devil's favorite ways to deceive us is by saying tomorrow. Let's talk about that. God does not guarantee tomorrow. You cannot say, I have tomorrow. You are not guaranteed tomorrow. You aren't even guaranteed another second. I hear people say all the time, I'll get to God tomorrow. You know, I got tomorrow. I got a long time. No, you do not. Do not wait. Do it now. Not later. Not tomorrow. Not an hour. Now. Now is the time to give your life to God if you have not given your life to God. So many times I hear someone suddenly passing away, and I wonder if they knew Jesus. Did they have time to give their life to Jesus before they passed? Think of the movie God's Not Dead. Who's seen that movie? Okay, the professor finally realizes he needs God. And as he was dying, he gave his life to Christ. Now, please, do not wait that long, because you do not know. My next point is perseverance. There are a few keys to persevere. The first key is fight the good fight. 2 Timothy 4:7 says this, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." This verse is saying, if we don't give up and we keep going, there's a reward at the end. So don't give up. I know it's hard. I know it's tough. But don't give up. 2 Corinthians 12:9 also says, But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made in perfect weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly in my perfect weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." If we rely on God, and we depend on God, and we look to God when we are down and we want to give up, he will help us through if we rely on him. Like the song said this morning, we need to look to God and depend on God. That was a great song selection for this sermon, actually. Ephesians 6:10. "Finally, brothers, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." So be strong in God. God will take care of us. God's not going to leave us. He will never leave us or forsake us. If we are strong in him and wait in him, he will take care of us and he will help us through whatever we're going through. Sometimes it stinks. I know. Trust me. I've been through some not cool times and it stinks. But I depended on God and he helped me through it. Okay, this point I like because it has to do with keeping your spirits up. You know, oftentimes we get down in the dumps. We're thinking, oh man, what am I going to do? This situation just stinks, you know? No. So this point is going to help us. A couple of years ago, I had a spinal fusion. It made things very difficult. I couldn't, you know, it was just a really rough time. And I did not like it. I still don't like it. But God helped me through it. February 7th, I had jaw surgery. I've had lots of jaw surgeries, done fine. This surgery was different because my mouth was wired shut from February 7th until the middle of June. So I was on a liquid diet from then until the middle of June. So when my family went out to eat, I had to wait until I got home, which was not fun all the time, because they went to my favorite restaurants, like Chinese. Ah! Chinese is my fave. So, you know, when you're getting down in the dumps and you're like, oh, God, this stinks. Remember, you could have a way worse. You should not eat or not be able to do something else that you really want to do at the moment. So remember, it could be way worse. Oftentimes, we tend to leave God out of our lives when things aren't going our way. When I was 12, I had an appointment with the orthopedic doctor. He went to check my growth plate, came back, and told me I would never watch. 12-year-old little girl got told she would never watch. I was heartbroken. I have plans to be a truck driver. For those of you who know, my grandpa was a truck driver, and my uncle was a truck driver. So I wanted to be a truck driver. What's cruel to me? So, you know, I was angry with God for a really long time. I was angry with my people around me for a really long time. It was to the point where I had nurses quitting because I was so mean, so hateful, and just a little girl filled with a lot of anger towards God. And I took it out on my people, on the people who love me and were trying to help me. So don't do that. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is pure, whatever is right, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on such things. So basically, if you're thinking, my situation sucks, don't do that. You're not supposed to do that. The Bible says not to do that. This is a good verse to live by. Too often, we get pessimistic about our situations. The Bible says we're not supposed to do that. Or, as Pastor Phil says, stop your stinking thinking. Do not do that. The Bible says not to do that, so don't do it. I know it's very hard, but don't do it. Rely on God. Depend on God. What are you? Okay. Sorry, I forgot what I was supposed to say there for a minute. So, oftentimes, when you are getting discouraged, then play the glad game. What are you thankful for? Shoot. What are you thankful for? Air conditioning, yes! It's a toasty one, so yes! Water, yes. You need to stay hydrated, yes. Your dogs, family, yes. Jesus, friends, air, yes, you need air to breathe. Miracles, yes, good one. Faith, yes, faith, we all need faith. Grace, love, mercy. Huh? Patient. Oh, yes. We all need patience in this life. I mean, what? See the effect. Everyone is so much happier. Everyone's like, yes. Look at all the things I have. Instead of looking on the things you can't do, look on the things you can do or you do have. Psalms 9:2 says, I will rejoice and be glad in you. I will sing the praise of your name, O Most High. Rejoice in the Lord. Philippians 4:4 says, I will rejoice in you always. Again, I say rejoice. Okay, my next point is, surround yourself with Christian people. This is people from your church, from your office, if you're Christian, you know, just your ministry, if you're doing a ministry, you know, just good Christian people. Have a good social life. Don't just sit at home every night of the week and be like, my life is boring, excuse me. Go out, have fun. If you're tired, that's one thing. But if you just don't want to do anything, go out, have fun. Like Pastor Phil has said, come early to church. I was here at 8 o'clock this morning. Stay after church. I also stay after church sometimes and do stuff. So, you know, hang out with people. It'll help you out on that road you're giving up. Hebrews 10:24 says, let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. But let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So this verse is saying, hang out with people, encourage one another. Have a support system, have people, have an accountability partner, someone whom you can trust and count on. Now, for this point, I have more than I put. This point I have to say is, don't have someone who tears you down, you know, someone who says, oh, well, you should be doing it this way or doing it that way. No, have someone who will listen to you, not just tell you how to do everything. Just like me, I don't always want to be told what to do and how to do it. I just want someone there who will listen to me, understand me, and understand what I'm saying without telling me what to do. So, just have someone there for you. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron as one person sharpens another. Find someone you get along with. Someone who you like. Someone not just you found on the street saying, hey, you want to be my accountability partner. Someone you've known for a really long time. Like, for a really long time and who knows you. In my support system, I have my grandma and grandpa. They are amazing. They've been there through thick and thin when I've been mean and hateful and whatever, but they still love me. And I have the rest of my family, an older brother and 4 younger sisters. And then I have all you guys. Y'all are my church family. So when I get down to the dumps, I go to my family and to you guys for support. So have people you can go to, and have people who bring you up instead of tearing you down. Okay, my next point is, keep doing good for others. Okay, so, Jesus is a pretty great example of this. In the Bible, Jesus kept doing good for others, even when they treated him poorly, and they were mean to him. They questioned him, they criticized him, they were just pretty mean to him. Luke 6:31 says, do to others as you would have them do to you. So if you want to be treated nice, treat others nice. Like my grandma says at my house all the time. You hear this 20 times a day, I bet you. If you can't be nice, be quiet. She says that all the time, and it's so true. Okay, so if you tell someone you are going to do something, no matter what it is, do it. Don't be like, oh, well, I'm kind of tired today, you know. Because then the person who needs you can't count on you. And so they'll tell other people, don't count on this person because, you know, I asked them to help me and they didn't. James 1:22 says, do not merely listen to the word, but do what it says. So basically what this is saying is, don't just read your Bible, put it into practice. Romans 12:9-10 says, we are to love others above ourselves. So, it's kind of like joy. Jesus, J is for Jesus, he is to always be first. O is for others, we are supposed to love and serve others. Y is for yourself. We are to be after Jesus and others. So basically, I call it yodge. Because in this time, in life sometimes, we put it backwards, you know. We're worried about us. and then we're worried about others, and then we're worried about Jesus. And, you know, so I say, Yodge, because that's how we do it most of the time, you know. Oh, I gotta get this done. I got all this stuff to do. And instead, we need to be like, hey, God, I got all this to do. Help me out so I can get it all done. Yesterday, I was really worried because I had to get this sermon done, and I was trying to memorize it enough so I could come up here without reading it. And it's a really long sermon. And so, you know, there's a lot of words. So I was like, oh, I'm so worried. And then I just went over there, was on a roll, and I have it all memorized, pretty much. Okay. So my last point. Oh, I'm on my last point already. Anyways, my last point is press on towards the goal. I love this point because it is so awesome. Okay, so we all have to have a goal, something to look forward to. When I was born, the doctors told my family I wouldn't be able to do anything. So what I'm doing here right now is a miracle from God. But because of physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, and I mean a lot, and miracles from God, I am able to do the things I do today. Like eat, sit up, and see. I had to have a goal. Something to work towards. Something to just, yes. Something at the end. So I would do it. Philippians 3:14. This is my favorite verse taught for the end times. For like when we're done. It says, Philippians 3:14. I have... I press on towards the goal for which to win the prize for which God has taught me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So this verse is saying, there's a reward at the end. You get to go to heaven. How is that for a prize? But, 7:14, Matthew 7:14 reminds us that the gate is small and the road is narrow. So we need to stay focused. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Don't get distracted about, you know, whatever this person's doing or that person's doing. We all need to stick together and encourage one another. Like Hebrews 10:24 and 25 says. John 14:2 says this. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you. That is the end result right there. To be with Jesus forever in heaven, like, yeah, because I heard heaven is awesome. So we all need to go to heaven, and we all need to get our friends to heaven. So the end result is to be with Christ forever, eternity. So if we can do all of these things that I just talked about, then we are sure to never, ever, ever give up. I'm going to read the points to you again. Resist the devil. Avoid temptation. Persevere. Don't get discouraged. Keep your spirits up. Look on the bright side. Surround yourself with Christian people. Go to church or go to a small group. Keep doing this for others. The more you bless others, the more you get blessed. Press on towards the goal. Stay focused. So, in the end, we all want to hear these words. Matthew 25:21 says, well done, good and faithful servant. Okay. So, if you all would stand, I'm going to pray, and then we will dismiss. Dear Jesus, I thank you for today, and I thank you that we all can come here. Help us all to never give up, even when things get down in the dumps. I thank you for letting me be up here and preaching. Amen. Okay, so if you would like any special prayer, I will be glad to pray with you. Otherwise, God's blessings on you, and have a good week. Thanks for listening.